Welcome. This is our encore for Monday. It's great to see you guys. It's great to be with you guys. It's great to be alive, isn't it? It's just great to be here and looking forward to the summer. This is a show that we did 1 year ago, just about 1 year ago today. Country singer Wes Hurlford. You remember Wes?
Yeah, he's the guy that Dean Wheeler discovered.
Yeah, Dean Wheeler was his manager.
Dean Wheeler was his manager, but he had that song, There's a Midget, and he had to change the name of it because the word, that
is a very offensive word now.
Yeah, it's always been an offensive word, but people don't use it publicly anymore the way that we have. Nonetheless, I know that people think that's woke. So be it. Anyway, country singer Wes Hurlford has made his way to Steve Bozell's house to hear a song Steve's written. It's called Five. You know this, General? 500 Yards From You?
Yeah, well, the name of it is 600 Yards From Lonely, 500 Yards From You, 600 Yards From Happy, I'm 500 Yards of Blue.
Well, you didn't write it.
I didn't write the thing.
I know. Okay, let's check it out, folks. Steve Bozell, Wes Hurlford, and also a rare Herb Sewell appearance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Coming up on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. A very pleasant, pleasant good day to all of yous. And
we have Herb Sewell.
Herb Sewell, for the first time in a long time, is going to be with us in the second part of the program. What is his...
Well, he requested some airtime because he feels like he's being...
Feels as if he's being shunted to the side.
Well, yeah, he is being shunted to the side, but I guess...
Well, let's talk about that with her, but right now we have Steve.
I know that Steve Bozell is on the line, and Steve is in... he's at his home in Corona, and with a special guest there. Steve, how are you?
Mr. Henry, hi. I'm doing fine. I got Wes Hurlford. Wes Hurlford, Phil. How are you?
Wes, how have you been? Have you talked to Dean?
No, I have not talked to Dean. I can tell you, Phil... if I may, I'll take the phone. I'll tell you this, Phil, just because Dean managed me one time and because he promoted me, just every time I meet people, they always say the same thing, how's Dean? And
well, it's only natural, Wes.
No, I know it's only natural, but pardon my language, but we're not butthole buddies, you know.
No one's saying that, but the two of you guys were tight.
No, we were not tight. No, we were... Oh, I got a guy over here.
Oh, hold on for a minute, Wes. Dean was the guy that introduced the possibility for you to change the words. First of all, the words to that song, there's a blankety blank.
I know that people felt that the term, can I say it at least? It's my phone that you're using. Yeah, no, I understand. I think he wants to use the word midget, Mr. Hendry.
It's a very highly offensive word. We're trying as a society to understand that there are people that have been brutalized behind certain words. They have been discriminated against behind certain words.
All right, Mr. Henry, please, no speech. I know.
I'm not giving you a speech. I just want to give you the reasons.
No, I know that. So we used, instead of the word midget, which, excuse me for saying, Steve, it was actually a Dean who said, try little man. And
I thought little man is a good idea, too.
Yeah, that's great. So Steve's here right now because he's got a song he wants me to do. And
now, you're over at Steve Bozell's house because...
Because I've been... Mr. Bozell had been in touch with me. He said that he was a regular on your show. And so when I heard that, I felt... Well, I looked him up on the Google, and it said that Steve Bozell was a regular on your show, and I thought, well, I should listen to what he has to say. I have my phone. And I have a song. I'm 500 yards from you, from happy. 600 yards from you. The song's called 500 Yards from Happy.
Yeah. Can I have
the? Yeah. So I'm going to listen to that. But where's the little man? And then we changed the word to little man.
Okay. So can I hear what that sounds like?
No, you can. I mean, it's a stiff. The song's never going to be the same, and that's why Dean and I are no longer. Can I? Here's your phone. You know,
why don't you guys bring two phones or something?
Sorry, Phil, but you just said, why don't you guys bring? He's laughing. He's laughing.
I know, he always does. He always loves to do that.
Why don't you guys, some of you, I don't know.
What's with this you guys? I haven't been on your show in years, man. In years, homeboy. Okay?
I understand. I'm sorry that I jumped all over you. So Steve's got a song for you. You reworked There's a Little Man. It used to go...
Yeah, it used to go, There's a Midget.
God, shut up, bud.
Sorry, but, you know...
I know how it used to go. The song goes down, and I don't have my band with me, but one, two, yeah. There's a little man down the road. There's a little man...
What was that?
That's Steve. That was me. I'm sorry, Ms. Gray, but you said that's Steve doing a background vocalization. I said we could try it. I don't know if it's going to work. But it goes, if you want to try it one more time, I think, because I'm what I'm doing, Mr. Henry, is I'm hitting the falsetto there.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound good.
Okay, we're right there. That's the verdict there. If Mr. Henry doesn't think, oh, Mr. Henry, can I try it one more time? Okay. There's a little man down the road. When people find... What's wrong with it? Hold on, it's my song. When people find out that's a man that did that, you know the trouble I'm going to be in?
Okay, let's just... Can I hear the song, Steve, if you don't mind without you singing?
Yeah, sure. Steve, look, I came out here to listen to your song. Is that all right?
Yes, you're right. I apologize.
There's a little man down the road. Hey...
Steve, don't do that.
I'm sorry.
There's a little man down the road. There's a little man trying to take my load. That's where we're stuck. And
well, you're not going to have the lyric trying to take my load.
I know what you're thinking, but it's about him taking off away from me, taking off my hands, the one I love, the girl.
And you call her a load.
She's a load. The reason why I say take my load is she's a heartache. She's a load on my conscience. You don't think it works, huh?
No, not with the juvenility and the juvenility of some of these monkeys that listens to the Phil Henry show.
No, I'm marketing to more people than Mr. Henry's audience.
All right, that's understood. But even if you are, I think the term load still is, I don't know.
Well, we've got download. Yes, Steve?
I was going to say, there's downloads and uploads. I think if you're thinking in a vulgar way.
I'm just telling you, I wouldn't do it. But that's just me.
Well, do it. I'm going to sing it here. I'll do the alternative. There's a little man down the road. There's a little man trying to grab my hoe. You're just five times last week.
What? Hoe?
Yeah, my wife, my girlfriend. I'm trying to be all right.
You know, that's not even contemporary anymore. I don't know how many guys are... There's not anybody using that anymore.
I recommend that he did. Because I felt that it would reach the urban audience.
Oh, get out of here, will you?
What's your problem?
Steve, what kind of condescending garbage? It would reach the urban audience.
That's what he told me. And I said, listen, my music is for country music.
Why would you listen to Steve Bozell?
Oh, thanks a lot.
Steve, I want to hear the song. I'm listening to him because I'm out here to hear his song.
That doesn't work, man. There's a little man down the road. There's a little man who wants my hoe. What was the song? How did the lyric originally go?
There's a little man down the road. There's a little man trying to get my goat. He was at my house last week, trying to get my woman, like to make me freak. There's a little man like that.
Trying to grab my woman, like to make me freak.
Yeah. It's about a little man.
It's about a little man who steals your girlfriend / wife.
Yeah. There's a little man, and I was so proud of this song until you guys came along. And said, don't use the word, don't use the M word, as in M-I-D.
Yeah, right.
And then that was it. And then Wheeler had me do a whole new rhythm.
Well, you guys went with that number from Dirty Harry, Go With It.
Right, right. There's a little, I think, how does Go With It go?
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Go with it, yeah. You can feel it between your legs. That kind of,
no, it didn't say that at all, Steve. It didn't say that at all. There's a little man trying to take my lady. Da 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 da. There's a little man trying to make me hazy. Da 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 da. Yeah, little man, little. And it that's what it was, Phil. And it sucked so hard, and blew so good. Man, I don't think there was a period there of about 5 weeks where I didn't think I could ever be a musician. I could ever show myself on a stage again.
All right. Well, you're not doing that. You're doing a reworking of the song now, There's a Little Man, which I don't think the lyrics work.
Well, thanks a lot, because I didn't come on this show to get your opinion about that.
We talk about my song now?
All right. So Steve here's written a song
Yeah, I've written a song, Mr. Henry. I'm 500 yards from you. You and I were blue. We weren't true. I'm 500 yards from you. You were a lot of fun. Then you said I had a son. I'm 500 yards from you. Oh, hell, I'm 500 yards from you. 600 yards from true blue. 500 yards. Now you're with child. I'm 600 yards from you.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're laughing. I told you they would. Oh, my God.
What the fuck is that about?
Oh, okay, Mr. Henry, I'll tell you what the fuck it's about. You know,
I'll watch it, Steve.
You're the guy that did that.
What is that about, Steve?
It's about a guy who's having, he's cheating on his wife. Okay?
Right, got you so far.
He's cheating on his wife. He's 60, I'm 500 yards from you. Then you found out I had a son. So now she dumps him, and he finds out his wife's pregnant. 600 yards from his wife. What do you think of it, Mr. Henry?
I think it's a stupid song.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Henry. That's what I told him.
Thanks a lot.
It's a stupid song, Steve. You're not a songwriter.
I told him that. I didn't like it either. You said you'd listen to it. I listened to it. Okay?
All right, look, why don't you try singing it, Wes?
You want me to sing that?
Just...
Here's the sheet music. I'm 500 yards from you. You make me feel so blue. You used to be fun, then you found out I had a son. I'm 500 yards from you. Now I'm 600 yards. Now I'm 600 yards from my wife. Get the... You're not even singing it good. How can I sing that thing good?
Look, I would suggest... I would just simply suggest that you stick with There's a Little Man. And Steve, you go back to the drawing board with 500 yards from you.
You know, Mr. Henry.
No. Not you know, Mr. Henry, and no speeches. You go back to the drawing board on that song.
I come on your program looking for some support, and what I get from you is mockery and mockerage. I told him that's not a word, Mr. Henry.
Mockery and your song is idiotic. I'm 500 yards from you. I'm 600 yards from my pregnant wife.
Yeah, and there you are. And that's the other thing about coming on your show.
Then why do you keep coming on, Steve?
I don't know.
Because we have you on, that's why, Steve.
Yeah, okay.
Steve, you know, you're good for a lot of things, man. You're a good father, you're a good husband, you're a good businessman. As a songwriter, you stink.
Yeah, and as a stand-up comic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, and you're trying to say, and as a stand-up comic, you suck a pipe full of golf balls.
No, I was not going to say that. I was going to say you have potential.
You really were.
Not really, but once you figured out that I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, well, you get, bud, go get us some coffee, okay?
Oh, yeah, right.
Get cream and sugar, bud. All right, so Steve.
Suck a pipe full of golf balls.
As a stand-up comic and as a songwriter, you've seen better days, brother. So you can go back to the drawing board.
That's what I told him, Mr. Ed. I said I'll sing the song 500 yards for if it makes sense. But that song doesn't make any sense at all. There's a little man, or what? That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Because guess what? It's a true story. Oh! And you're trying to tell me that a man about 5 foot nothing took your wife from you?
Yeah, Paul.
All right, listen. Don't mock the man, okay?
No, I just want to. Did a man only 5 foot one try to take your wife? I said to screw off, okay? I just belted him. Okay, Mr. Henry, what did you say that he was hitting people on the show?
I don't like it, Wes. If you actually hit that man, I'm going to have to call the police.
Oh, what a baby, man.
I'm not kidding. I will not have that anymore. We had that a lot on this show. I won't have any more. Did you actually strike that man?
He did, Mr. Henry. I'm okay? I don't want you to press charges. We can work around.
It sounds like you got a lip about the size of the Goodyear blimp.
It's a fat lip. I gave him a fat lip, and there I am singing, and he starts laughing. I left because I'm hiding. Now you can't call the cops, because I'm going to use in evidence you laughing.
You're going to use in evidence? Oh, why don't you two guys go find something better to do?
I'm going to just sing this song on 500 yards from you. They don't want you to sing this.
What is so funny? First of all, Bozell, that's the first time anybody's been slugged on this show in a long time.
Do you really want me to call the cops?
No, don't call the cops. I don't know what's going on with him. He sounds like he got a fat lip, but that song, 500 Yards From You, it was supposed to be a lighthearted melody about his wife being pregnant, and then it turned into some guy having an affair with a chick who gets pregnant, then his wife is pregnant, so it winds up with 600 Yards From You.
So that, I don't understand.
It starts out, all right, so it started out 500 Yards From You. He's 500 yards from the girl because she's pregnant, then his wife gets pregnant, and he's 600 yards from her. Because they've got big stomachs? You should have seen Phil. He's going, yes, Phil. All right, well, that's what I'm trying to, but it, okay. Coming up next here, Herb Sewell on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Boy, I'm for this pervert. Okay, well, let's be nice, okay? Herb Sewell, he wants to know why he's not allowed on the show anymore. And I'm not saying he's not, quote, allowed on the show anymore, but I am saying that, yeah, it's been a while. Herb Sewell next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. This is Herb Sewell reminding you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, a subscription to the Phil Henry Show, and all of the great Herb Sewell hours. All of those great moments on the Phil Henry Show when I pushed my wife out of a moving car and all of my perversions and all of my time in the nut house, all of that can be there for you because Phil's not doing that material on the air anymore, is he?
No, I'm not, Herb, but anyway, get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com for a month or for a year, and I think you'll be very, very satisfied. In fact, I know you will be. You'll be very, very happy. You'll even call in and say, thank you, Phil. It's a very good, good product. I would suggest a few changes, and we'll, you know, pretend like we care.
I'm Herb Sewell. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online.
Other than porn.
Atta, baby.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Here's Phil. Thank you, Margaret. And we have Herb Sewell on the line from South Pasadena, California. Herb, long time no talk.
Hello.
Herb, hi, it's Phil. Long time. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Phil. It was a difficult time there. I'm doing, actually going through one of your favorite parts of the Pasadena freeway here, Phil. I'm in the tunnels. Are you one of those people who used to honk your horn in the Pasadena freeway tunnels?
No, I never did. I know a lot of people love honking their horns when they go through the tunnels, but I wasn't one of them.
Well, I'm not one of them either, and I can tell you, when I hear some guy next to me as we're going through the tunnel, there's a series of three or four tunnels, for those of you who are not familiar with the Pasadena freeway, as you're coming out of downtown, and every chump change...
They all start... honking their horns.
Yeah, they all start honking their horns. Boy,
that really rattles you, huh?
Tell me it wouldn't piss you off.
No, it pisses me off, yeah. All right. Herb, we're here to talk with you, and we're here to answer your questions about why you haven't been on the show.
Well, I just sort of give an introductory statement, if I might. To all the people listening, there may be a fair percentage of you who don't really know why it is I might be banned from the Phil Henry Show.
Well, we...
And so what I'd like to say...
Easy, Margaret. I'll go easy.
What I'd like to say is that there was a time in my life when I committed some pretty disgusting and despicable crimes. I did time in a forensic hospital here in the state of California. And a lot of you probably... Some of you may know what a forensic hospital is. Phil, can you...
Yeah, it's basically a hospital for the criminally insane, right?
Well, Jesus.
Well, that's what it is.
Yes, that's what it is. I would have put it in a much more delicate way.
A forensic hospital is a hospital for people deemed by the court to be legally insane, right?
Legally insane.
Hey, Herb, isn't that what it is?
Yes, that's what it is. So I spent a fair number of years in just such a facility here in the state of California. And then when I got out, I was in a halfway house, and I appeared on Phil's show frequently, and all he ever wanted to talk about were these crimes.
I know. Let's stop right there. Yes, I wanted to talk about them because they had to be talked about.
You knew that, Phil, that I was in a neighborhood that I had to register...
Well, don't get into it if you don't want to get into it. Let's just say that Herb was notorious
just because of the nature of the crimes you committed. But Phil could not have you on this program and continue making a joke out of it as the times continued to change.
There you are, right there. Phil, you're one of these guys. You did a lot of cutting-edge humor. You did an awful lot of cutting-edge commentary. And then all of a sudden, everyone started getting to be a lightweight. And there you are, backing off of it.
I've got to respond to the taste of the audience. It's part of what being an entertainer and performer is. Don't give me a hard time.
All right, I'm not going to give you a hard time, but that's why. So you're telling me that's the reason why I have not been on your program for quite some time.
Can I ask some, Herb? Why do you have to keep going?
Well, you know, how many times are you going to ask me that question? That's a better question.
All right, gentlemen. We're talking with Herb Sewell. We're talking with the panel here. Herb, a longtime guest on the show, has not been on in a long time. And to give you the straight answer, and we've been dancing around it here, is, you know, what you did, what got you into the forensic hospital in the first place, at one time, people could talk about it and laugh about it. We don't live in such a country anymore. There's a lot of people, understandably so, I would say.
Oh, yeah, right. Get a load of this guy going over to the enemy.
Well, you have to understand, Herb. As Phil said, he has to respond to the audience.
He's not responding to the audience. He's responding to a handful of old ladies. And when I say old lady, by the way, it could be a person of any age, either gender. Yeah. So,
all right, so just everybody's an old lady.
Everyone is a potential old lady. And I did what I did.
I don't want you coming on this show making jokes about it.
I'm not making jokes about it.
Well, Herb, you were for the longest time, and we went along with it.
Well, yeah, and I loved how you guys loved Randall Toomey. You loved to talk about Randall Toomey.
Yes, we did. Do you want me to just hang up right now?
No, I don't.
Because if you want to keep insisting that we talk about Randall Toomey is different. Not much.
Yeah, Randall Toomey's different. You know this, folks. He slaughtered his whole family, then he cut him up for bait.
Okay, let me do it, bud.
That's what he did. That's exactly what he did. And there's Phil and the crew just having themselves a giggle fest over that.
I don't laugh about any of this. I think it's all disgusting.
Margaret, you thought it was pretty funny when you found out that Toomey, after using pieces of his family for bait, caught a world record bass.
Oh, my. No, I did.
You did, Margaret.
Yeah, you laughed, Margaret.
I laughed a little bit.
Aha! And yet you would drive me to the very edge of hermitdom. You would drive me, Herb Sewell, into a container, you would drive me into a cave like an animal being hunted, and I'd hide there.
All right, Herb, we get the general idea here that you feel persecuted.
I feel persecuted. I feel put upon. And I also think you're a little, excuse me for using the word, Phil, I think you're a little bit of a, in the words of Coach Dozier, I think you're being a little bit of a pussy. Real funny, huh?
No, it's not real funny, and no, I'm not. I have got to take into consideration the ever-changing, ever-shifting social scene. Some things were acceptable, other things weren't. Other things are acceptable, some of them aren't. Things change.
Yeah, things change, and there's Phil Henry. Whichever way the wind's blowing.
And that's a bad thing?
I mean, what about your friends, Phil?
You know what, Herb? You're not exactly a friend of mine. You were a professional acquaintance that was on my show.
Oh, I'm not a friend. This guy was at a... I had a barbecue this guy was at.
I was invited to it. I didn't go.
You didn't go to the... No?
It was a bunch of your... Excuse me for saying, bunch of your pervert friends from the prison.
Bunch of my pervert...
That's what it was.
All right, well, I take it, Phil, my visit here on your program is absolutely in vain.
No, it is not. No, I'd like to have you back on to talk about some of the things you know. You know about education. You've been working online as a teacher's assistant. You've been, you know, trying to get your teaching credential. Though you have been a convicted and remain a convicted felon, you still have a life to live, and you still have great things that you can accomplish, and I'd like to hear about them.
All right. You want to hear about them. But you don't want to hear about how I was driven to achieve the teaching credential that gave me all those opportunities.
No, I don't, man. Okay? Go ahead, say it.
All right, I'm going to say it. What a real pussy. I'm only kidding, Phil.
Herb Sewell is back.
Yeah.
I think it's a big mistake.
Well, maybe.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
Yeah, Herb Sewell.
Bud.
Herb Sewell is back. If you want to know about Herb Sewell, go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and you'll find out all you need to know
about Herb Sewell.
Yeah.
Hey, world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. We have a new mailer going out now to all subscribers. We're going to be doing a once-a-month email and video for all of our subscribers to let you know what's happening on the site, different things technically and otherwise to keep you abreast of. Coming up this month, world-famous Phil Henry Show.